If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Kindred Continuum's Resilient Voices show. Today our guests are Stephen Lindsay, Gabe Farley, and Maddie Alfaro, and they're here to tell us about what a maker is, maker space, and maker culture.
How might maker culture and the activities of makers and maker spaces impact the future of our world? Where is this trajectory going to take us, this way of doing things differently?
So what I want to add to all of this is the reason that the market exists and the reason that we have all this sort of momentum is because it's very clear that making the sort of culture of making is so widespread and important that it can't nearly be housed to a degree at the forge. Like it's everywhere. It's everybody. I mean, especially in silver, like my God, there's so many maker type people here with their own workshops, their own artist studios. There's a whole lot of makers here. And the Future Forge is this one sort of example of trying to bring some of that together, and the market being another avenue for expressing, you know, maker culture. And that's just amazing because it's clear, like there's just so much of it happening. And with the Forge, we're just trying to harness some of it and sort of be involved and do our little part, basically. Like what Maddie was saying, you know, we're all working very hard, but it's just so clear. You know, we put a lot of work into this and with the market, with the Forge, with everything sort of we're doing. And it's all very new to us still. But what I totally believe is that if we hadn't done it, someone would have, because there's this momentum. There's this momentum there because everyone is feeling this way. Everyone is feeling this desire to, you know, work, be creative, to make things, to explore your interests and to learn about new interests and to basically collaborate. I think it's sort of in all of us, and it's just sort of like the zeitgeist thing. It's just in the air and it's just going to happen. And, you know, with the future happening, especially after this year and as we can get out more and be involved in new ways because of all the stuff that the pandemic has taught us, we're going to be seeing more of this. Oh, for sure. And the technology and the access and the sort of cultural, you know, phenomenon that this represents is just massive. And it's going to be doing greater and greater things in ways that we're all going to be benefiting from. I'm like, without getting too far into these future details, like, I heavily believe that this type of maker culture will help us battle concepts like climate change and capitalism, these sort of darker sides of our world. And it's because it's a very human thing. There's nothing that we're forcing here. This is just what humans do. If I can be sort of a one little piece in that, then that's all I want to be, because this is just going to happen. And I don't know what it's going to look like. Of course, I don't know what the future is going to look like, but I can tell you that, like, if we can continue to grow, like, our makerspace, the one that's here in Silver, and it can be a huge sort of community pillar for classes and education and access and more cool things happening. We're very much in our infant stage. We're just a little baby on the floor of bigger organizations in Grant County. We're just a little tiny baby that's still growing up. Once we grow up and do more cool things and we're all understanding more about how this works, we'll see some really cool things.
Yeah, that's easy for me to imagine. I can just see that expansion happening and the further collaboration, it seems like, you know, between you all at Future Forge and maybe other people in the community doing different things. And I'm interested also to know about what's happening in terms of mutual support and collaboration, maybe, you know, maybe just inspirationally, but maybe practically too, with groups in other places. You've said that the maker phenomena is emerging all over the world. Can you say more about that communication and that bigger sense of community, that global community of makers?
Yeah. So over in November 2019, before this pandemic was even thought of, I had gotten to take a trip with my partner up to Boston. And one of the things I wanted to do was I wanted to visit their makerspace, because one of the things when we decided we wanted to make our makerspace happen, I scoured the internet for information about how to do so. And a lot of information that exists is from other makerspaces. And, you know, in that same spirit of collaboration, they want you to succeed. And so I just sort of absorbed all this information from other makerspaces. And one of the bigger makerspaces in the country is in Boston, and it's called Artisans Asylum. And so I went there. We got a whole tour, and it's a 30,000 square foot building or something like that. It's an old like envelope making factory. And if anyone goes to Boston, I recommend going there because it's incredible. And I want the Forge very much to be like that. So I got to talk to a lot of really cool people, really, really cool makers. And I got to see what we could have happen here if we had like a space for it. And it's true. Like there's a makerspace that we know of in Las Cruces, and we got to see their space and how they want to approach things. There's another space in Tucson, and me and Steven got to visit spaces in Santa Fe. And he knows people from makerspaces in Santa Fe and Albuquerque. And everyone has their own version of it. And like I said, I think that's beautiful. But it's just like, they all want to help. I want to help too. And they want to help with me. And that's just awesome. I'll give you an example too. Because I'm an infrastructure person. I'm trying to figure out our infrastructure at our makerspace. So, you know, software stuff and, you know, tool scheduling, kind of all that not really fun stuff. So I scour the internet for solutions people have had. And one of the ones that I found was there's actually this makerspace in Australia, Brisbane, Australia. And I talked to this web developer guy, and he was like, yeah, dude, like, let me help you get this software set up. And I was asking him, and he invited me to their whole online Discord, which is like a chat group kind of thing. And I was just chatting to all these Australian guys talking about this like open source project membership, like scheduling software they made. And it's just like, oh my God, this is awesome. And it's just like, wow, there's the little maker culture and all that kind of existing. It's a little piece here in Silver. And there's so much of it around the world. I can actually say that around the world because I know that now. And that's just awesome. And when I get to travel again, I make it a point. I'm like fantasizing about all these places I would love to travel. And I always say, like, if we're going to go here, I'm going to visit their makerspace because it's just how it is. And having those connections is just like, it makes me feel really good and really like a global, what is the word? Global citizen.
Yeah, I can really get that. Being here, you know, huddled up in Silver City through COVID and stuff, it's easy to get the idea that the things we're doing is just our little town. And it's really exciting to hear about the bigger picture when it comes to maker culture and the activities, and that this is something that's, it's going to change the whole world. It's running counter to that consumerist thing that we've been clutched in the claws of for so many decades. And it's really exciting to me to think that there's a vision of how to move out away from that and into something so much better.
Yeah. And I think something that's really interesting to note as well is, like, I think Gabe is exactly right, is about the culture of just wanting to help. And so we see a lot of makerspaces around the world, especially the ones that I've seen, have always been super high energy and super geared towards helping others. So, for instance, Gabe and I attended the 2018 Nation of Makers, the very first Nation of Makers, where it was pretty much an event in Santa Fe where, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of makers came together to talk about the culture that is making and new ideas and, you know, connecting together in this, you know, amazing sort of symbiotic relationship of makers. You know, and one thing that came out of it too is being able to talk to people who've been through similar experiences and who have the solution already to a problem that may just be coming up to you. And so, for instance, like, I was up in Los Alamos and I visited their makerspace up there. And, you know, they were, oh, we're, you know, just a year old. We'd love to help you out. And I was kind of explaining to them that we wanted to do a makerspace in Silver City. And, you know, immediately they're like, oh, yeah, well, here's some, you know, knowledge and pieces of advice that we had when we first got started. And they even left me with a whole bunch of boxes of like equipment that they had used to kind of get them started and kind of get their gears in motion. And so once that kind of happened, we kind of realized that that's kind of the culture we want to build around Silver City, that sort of helping mentality and, you know, maker resiliency. And so as this kind of perpetuated on, we got more and more connections. We're kind of got our roots down as the Future Forge, as the makerspace here in Silver City. And now we're at a point where other counties and other places in New Mexico are reaching out to us and saying, hey, we see that you're a well-established makerspace. We're wondering if there was any advice that you could give us, or if we could speak about, you know, how to start a makerspace. And so here we are kind of looking around like, well, we made it. We're at the point where we're now the makerspace giving out the advice because we're a well-established makerspace. And so it's really, you know, obviously there is so much more to go and there's always more to go. But we're at this point where now we've come full circle and we are now paying it forward like it was paid forward to us in the beginning. And it's a really amazing kind of concept that these makerspaces and people and individuals can come together and share knowledge and solutions, and really makes this possible. And of course, that's due to the internet a lot, kind of that safe environment for, you know, makers to express themselves is really important as we go forward as kind of sustainable human beings in this world that we don't really own. We're just kind of here for.
I can really get the sense of that dynamic, mutually supportive synergy and how that's feeding us all. And it's going to just keep expanding and maybe deepening. Those connections will deepen and the collaboration will deepen.
Yeah. And I think as things go forward, we're going to see a lot more of that in the future, which is why makerspaces, in my opinion, are really important for the world, because it's not one single skill. It's not one single thing. It's the idea that creativity kind of sets us apart from a lot of beings on our world. And so kind of having a place to cultivate that and share that out is super necessary for not just the survival of our species, but, you know, the sustainability and survival of our planet.
That's the bottom line. Our survival is survival of the planet in a good way. Not just surviving, it seems like, but a different way of thriving. So I'd just like to hear maybe a last word from each one of you.
You know, one of the things I like to come back to is as I enter the Future Forge, I am surrounded by a bunch of Aldo alum. Aldo Leopold, you know, has a very specific mission, but their vision is that, you know, graduates from Aldo Leopold will use the tools that they learned to further environmental, social, and economic sustainability. And, you know, I love being surrounded with people who are putting their knowledge to use. I love seeing that in motion, and the Future Forge for me is that in motion.
This whole year has been a lot of learning for me. People want to be involved. I would love that. But they have to know that this is a new project and we're not masters at making a makerspace, you know, because we're also trying to make a culture of learning. I want people to reach out if they can help teach classes or if they can help, you know, volunteer in some way.
So one thing I like to, you know, always kind of like to go back to is a lot of what we do here isn't about us. It's about perpetuating the future of humanity and the youth and the next generations. So I always like to go back to that, you know, quote of Confucius where it's, you know, hey, if you really want to do something for the next year, you know, you're going to think for survival and you're going to plant a garden. If you want to go for the next 25 years and you want to think ahead 25 years, plant a tree or plant an orchard. If you want to think forward for the next 100 years, then you're going to want to educate the youth.